Good morning, Audio Boo. It is Wednesday morning, and I actually managed to go to bed before 1 a.m. last night, for a change. My intention was to go to bed before 11 o'clock, instead of staying up and fiddling around on my pewter. Decided to, been using Ubuntu for a little while now. Before that I was using a Linux flavor called Crunch Bang, which is based on Debian, and I really liked it, and I really can't remember why I decided to switch back to Ubuntu actually. I think it was something to do with Firefox, the version of Firefox that comes with Crunch Bang. It's a slightly older version, whereas of course with Ubuntu you get, you know, the latest and greatest. But then everything was going fine with Ubuntu, and then I did an update a couple of days ago. And there seems to be updates, you know, every other day, actually. It's almost like another company that I, you know, that you know about, one of the biggest software retailers on the planet. They seem to issue updates pretty much constantly. That got a bit bothersome, and then I did an update a couple of days ago, because it said, "Do you want to update?" I was like, okay, I'll update. And then on Ubuntu, there's this thing called Rhythmbox, which is how you play music. I mean, there's all kinds of different ways you can play music on Linux, but Rhythmbox kind of comes baked into Ubuntu in a lot of different ways, so you tend to use it. And I don't know whether it was Ubuntu or whether it was the underlying system, which is called Pulse Audio. That's what plays audio on Ubuntu, unless you switch it out and change it. Which is a little bit difficult with Ubuntu. I mean, it's possible, but then, you know, Pulse Audio again seems to be a little bit baked into Ubuntu, so if you swap it out, certain things stop working, so it gets a bit annoying. I don't know whether it was Rhythmbox or whether it was Pulse Audio, which is what kind of, you know, it's the engine that runs it. But it started skipping when I play music, just randomly. If I would, just be sitting, listening to music while I'm coding, which is I do a lot now, it really helps me concentrate. And the music would just skip like a little kind of, you know, a little second or so. Well, not even that, it's actually like a, you know, it's very similar to when I used to do video editing on Final Cut Pro and stuff like that. You start dropping frames. You know, if your system was somehow lagging behind or couldn't keep up, which happened very often, it can happen on really big machines too, not just kind of ones you have at home. It will drop a couple of frames. You'll just see the picture stutter a little bit, and then you just have to re-render and do it again, and maybe close a few other programs and stuff. But it was kind of similar. It would just kind of skip a couple of whatever the equivalent of frames is in the music. And it just got really, really annoying. I was sitting there yesterday afternoon at school, just experimenting with some JavaScript, listening to music on my headphones, and it just got more and more irritating. Trying to listen to Ellie Goulding's latest and greatest fantastic album, and it just kept kind of skipping a little bit. And she's got a beautiful voice, man. It's really annoying that it just kind of skipped over her lovely tunes. So, came out of school yesterday thinking, right, that's it, Ubuntu, your days are up. So got home, wanted to spend some time with my daughter and have dinner with my family and put my daughter to bed and everything. So we had a nice relaxing few hours just hanging out together as a family. And then once my daughter's in bed, I thought, okay, I'm going to try Debian, which is like what Ubuntu is based on. It's renowned for being a very, very solid operating system, actually. It's renowned for being a very, very solid flavor of Linux. So I thought, I will try Debian. I've got a live CD disk sitting right here that I got with the last edition of Linux format. So I did, I loaded up, I'd run the live CD, and then I backed up a few files, and I thought, I'm just going to load it and see what happens. And I really, really liked it. I did like it, Debian, I liked you. But suddenly my Wi-Fi wasn't working. which of course happens a lot when you load different flavors of Linux, which isn't a problem, you know, you just have to kind of root around and find the drivers and stuff. So I thought, okay, that's one little tick that I have to do, compile some drivers. But also the other thing that was weird was it wouldn't, normally no matter what flavor of Linux I load on, I can always plug in the Ethernet wire, and of course it works. And it worked with Debian, but the little kind of network indicator at the top of the screen, that always kept saying that I wasn't connected. So that was a bit annoying. I was connected, I could go on the internet, but it kept saying I wasn't. And also I have a kind of a Wi-Fi dongle, which is from D-Link. So if I can't be asked to compile some Wi-Fi drivers for my internal card, this Wi-Fi dongle that I have from D-Link seems to work with pretty much any flavor of Linux. I think the drivers are baked into the kernel somewhere. So I tried that, and that wouldn't work. And I don't think it's because the drivers weren't there. I think it was because there's something off with a network applet in Debian, in the original version of Debian. So I thought, okay, I think I will go back to Crunchbang, which is something that I always seem to come back to, actually. I used it last year for a time, and then I switched back to Ubuntu, and then I've used it three or four times, and I've always liked it. And that's based on Debian now as well, but they've actually kind of smoothed a few things up and sorted the Wi-Fi out and things like that. So I decided to go with Crunchbang. So I loaded that up. It ended up getting quite late, so I loaded that up late last night, and then didn't really have time to kind of install anything else other than the operating system. Went to bed last night having gone back to Crunchbang, and I'm going to stick with that now because it works, it's very simple, and it's lightning fast. That's it really. That was my evening last night, loading and unloading and checking out different Linux distros. So that is the really cool thing about Linux. You can try different distros. You can run them from a CD or a SD card. And you can just experiment. And I love doing that, actually. But this time I'm going to stick with Crunchbang, I think, because I know it works. I really like it and it's very, very fast. And if I want to try another distro a little bit later on, I'll just run it from an SD card or something instead, because then I won't have to disturb anything that I'm doing at the time. It's getting more and more important to do that because, doing more and more work at school. And of course, if I keep backing up and blanking my hard drive and reloading stuff, I'm bound to lose stuff. I actually lost one file last night, but I got that from someone else, so I have to go to them today and say, can I get copies of that file again? Alright, gonna go. Boo's getting boring now. Well, my boo's getting boring, I'm sure. And I will, I'll boo you later. Got communication today at school, so looking forward to that. We always have some really nice discussions. See ya.